Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The sky is not falling here in Atlanta, despite an ugly Falcons loss 38-6 to the Denver Broncos on Sunday. And the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, he spoke with Dave Archer, the former Falcons QB and Falcons Radio Network analyst, about what the team needs to do during this bye week.
Well, we have to have some conversations to talk about how we can be better. And, you know, those are conversations. The conversations are one thing, but actually resolving it and getting answers is the other thing. And so that's what we've got to do. And I think that's probably priority number one on the bye week.
So I'm standing there, obviously, when this interview happens, because it was with Art, and I'm Arch, and I'm like, wait, what? And I knew that immediately I wanted to have this conversation, Mike, because you've been in these rooms where, and I would imagine the way I see this, and a lot of this has got a fan view, and when I hear this and look at this and think about it, is, oh, they're all sitting around watching film, and then somebody's like, well, what the hell were you doing there? Why'd you move? Why'd you move, or what happened here? Why'd you hold on there, Matt? And at the end of that run, and I don't think there's infighting. I don't think that's what it is. But I think I'm a guy that doesn't love confrontation, but I also think that it's a necessary part of life.
Healthy. It's healthy for
football
team sometimes.
It's necessary. It's necessary for, in all. I think it's not just a football team. I think in life in general.
Confrontation in a football locker room and in meeting rooms. And confrontation is probably the wrong word. I don't want to use confrontation. But sometimes when you have to have these tough conversations, it builds urgency, right? When you know that somebody is not suggesting something but is irritated with you about the way you're doing something, it builds urgency, right? If I suggest, you know, you do something here at work, I'm like, hey, you know, you should do this, and then you don't do it the next time, then all of a sudden I get irritated, and then I'm like, hey, man, I thought I told you I needed you to do this.
Or I thought we talked about
it. Yeah, I thought we talked about this, yeah. And you didn't do it. And now all of a sudden it builds in a sense of urgency. And so I think that's probably some of the conversations they're having. Specifically, well, I was going to say specifically on offense, but that's just the way I look at it. It's definitely happening on defense too. Because what you have is, especially when you get injuries, right? You have injuries and you've been telling, hey, I need you to cross train at this corner spot and that corner spot. I need you. We're not going to be able to get it in practice, but afterwards, I need you to take reps at safety, right? We're not going to be able to get you the reps live in practice, but afterwards, I need you to be ready to play this spot on defense. I need you to be ready to play nickel, Richie Grant. I need you to do that. All right. You're going to have to take safety reps, but I need you ready to do this. And so some of those conversations inside the locker room, when you turn on the film, right, and when you watch some of these guys do the same things that have been getting you beat at those positions, Kyle Pitts on the front of a wide zone and, you know, exposing his chest and not getting any movement and getting pushed in the backfield, you have to build that sense of urgency so the guys understand how imperative their job is moving forward for this offense and for this entire team to click. So the conversation, and I'm with you, when I hear Kirk Cousins kind of say some of those things, guys, you can hear it in his voice. He's like, I saw some things today that we've talked about and that aren't happening. And it starts with him, man. He looked uncomfortable at times in the pocket. He's got to move with more fluidity in the backfield if they're going to be able to get some things accomplished on offense. And you can hear that. You can hear that sense of urgency in the way he talks.
Also, the bye week going to be huge for that. But in healing up, there were some key injuries. He had a list of guys that were out going into the game and then players that were injured during the game. You had Darnell Mooney, your receiver, with a hamstring. Zach Harrison with a knee. Kevin King, your corner, with a concussion. Casey Washington, also a concussion. And then Nate Landman with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, Landman's got it. That's all over the place. He had the shoulder that he felt like he was grabbing onto multiple times. I know Wes and Arch mentioned it on the broadcast. Of all the things we just talked about, Darnell Mooney is the one that really, really is terrifying for me, because I just think that Darnell Mooney – now, I think you could make the conversation about Troy Landman, but I mean, I'm sorry, Nate Landman, but Troy Andersen is one of those guys that you feel like eventually is going to come back and hopefully get healthy. But Darnell Mooney does things that I don't think anybody else on our offense does. And he opens things up that I don't think that can be, you know, can happen with a Kadarius Hodge.
Well, defensively, you know, you go in there without D. Alford, Mike Hughes, your two of your top three corners because of the way they play. You go into that game without those guys. And I think James Smith-Williams and T.Q. Graham have both done good jobs as well. Up front at times, but then you look, do you want to talk offense? The fact that you couldn't run the ball, now they're a good run defense, but you couldn't run the ball at all, and Charlie Warner's not available. Yeah, that might prove that he helps out in the run game. I'm not saying that's the only reason, don't get me wrong.
No, I agree.
But
no,
I think when you don't have a pivotal guy like that in the run game, he's essentially your H-back, your fullback, whatever the hell you want to
your lead blocker. He is your
call
lead blocker.
It. Yeah, and when you don't have him, and then, no coincidence, you can't run the ball. Now, you got to a point in the game where you weren't going to even be able to try to run the ball because you were behind so bad, so much, you know, that also leads into it. But this team was plagued from every part of the team was injured. And then the Darnell thing is he was slowed coming in the game.
And again, when we had this conversation yesterday, Tiff, it's not – this is – I'm – I want to hammer home again the fact that this team should have never been beat the way they were on Sunday. And I think that bears mentioning because this is not an excuse talking about the injuries. What I'm talking about with the injuries is what it looks like moving forward, because what happened on Sunday should never happen. It should never happen. We've seen teams come in here shorthanded and put up a good fight a number of times, and yet the Falcons just get their doors blown off and Bo Nix goes 28 of 33.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.